This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z. This is Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Glad to have you along. Got some great stuff in this episode. Some more information about Worlds, and specifically more talking about dueling dogs. Some of the invitations that are going out for that. Some of the rewards that will be taking place for that, as well as a bunch of other things. But first, let's talk about the Golden Paw Awards. You need to get your tickets. Tickets are on sale right now. You go to docdogs.com, go under any of the stuff, the media, latest from the doc. There's all kinds of links where you can get that form and sign up for your tickets for the Golden Paw Awards, which is exactly what you want to do. And in fact, in my conversation coming up here in this interview with Grant Reeves, we talked about that a little bit more, plus some a cool new thing. He upped the ante on one of the contests there. And, well, one with me and one for you. So you definitely want to check that out and listen in. And I also want to remind you that nominations for the Golden Paw Awards end tomorrow night at midnight, October 13th. If you haven't made your nominations yet for any of the categories, you want to make sure you log in and do that. You have to be a worldwide member to do so. So many ways to recognize the competitors in the world of Doc Dogs, and you definitely want to take advantage of that. And if you feel that someone deserves that recognition, then you need to go in there and you need to get this done by midnight tomorrow. So make sure that you do that. Also remind you of the pictures and video contest that's going on for Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs. $100 cash to the best photo selected each quarter and the best video each for Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs. So that's a total of $400 will be paid out. We just had our recent winners, and congratulations to them for the end of the quarter three. And good job, everyone. Really appreciate that. Well, the Dueling Dogs season is over, really. That's it. That's it until Worlds. But there are some Doc Dogs events coming up that you'll want to know about. Some of them will be some good practice for you if you're going to Worlds. And if you're not going to Worlds, maybe you're still working on some of those titles, or you just want to go out and have fun with your puppy dog. So here's what's going on, and I'm going to tell you all of them that are going on from now until Worlds. It's Pet Connections Expo Symposium and Gala is taking place in Columbus, Ohio, October 15th and 16th. And you got very little time right now to get in and register for that. But that is an indoor event and definitely some great, great Worlds practice. Might be some people coming from some long distances just to get that indoor Worlds practice in. Also, Big Money Doc Dogs is presenting Paws in the Park in Columbia, Missouri, October 15th and 16th. Great affiliate club event going on there. Also, Keystone Doc Dogs on October 22nd and 23rd is doing the Great Outdoor Festival. And nothing on the Doc Dogs website here as far as where that's located on this front page I'm looking at, but I'm sure it's somewhere in Pennsylvania, brought to you by the Keystone Doc Dogs Club. Also going on in Chesterton, Maryland, the Delmarva Doc Dogs Club is bringing you Delmarva Doc Dogs at Kingston Farm Home and Garden. That's taking place October 29th and October 30th. And also we have Silver Pet Print Perth Pet Expo 2016, November 5th, going on. And Perth is in Australia, so g'day to our friends down under there. That's also going on November 6th. As I see that there in Claremont, Western Australia. And then, well, we have the 2016 Doc Dogs World Championships. That's it. That's how fast it's coming, folks. So I hope you're gearing up. We're going to have some interesting episodes coming up in the future as well for you with some more information about Worlds, and not just the things we've covered in the past that may be the same old to some people. But we will continue to do that for a lot of people that are new and never been to Worlds before, or just want to rehash some of those things that are always going on during the whole time that the World Championships are taking place, day, noon, and night. There's always something going on, which is really exciting. I always say I need a vacation from my vacation at Worlds. But we're also going to be giving you some new detailed information, some helpful hints and tips and stuff like that coming up in future episodes. Right now, after these messages, we're going to talk with Grant Reeves. He's the president and CEO of Doc Dogs, and we're going to talk some more about Dueling Dogs, the invites, some of the accolades and awards that are going on for that, a bet that I have going on with Grant at Worlds, and also a great some new news. I'll let him be the surpriser of that in his interview about one of the contests that are coming up. So stay tuned. We're coming right back after this with Grant Reeves.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest is the president and CEO of Doc Dogs, Dueling Dogs as well, and it's Grant Reeves. Hi, Grant.
Hey, Jim. How are you? Long time no chat.
Right? I know. Well, with Worlds coming up and all that, we both, of course, felt it important to try and keep everyone up to date with the things that are going on and planned for Worlds and some of these qualification criteria that's happening. And one of them we wanted to talk about today was Dueling Dogs.
100%. I got to actually drop by the Dueling Dogs Last Chance Qualifier event this past weekend here in Northeast Ohio, and wow, what an event, what a competition. Pretty cool.
It was. A lot of spectators. I don't know if that was the biggest one of the, not spectators, competitors. I don't know if that's the biggest one of the year or not, but it was impressive. It was fun seeing everyone, of course, and I'm a few new people, and I think they're hooked too.
The statement of the weekend was, I'm hooked.
Yep.
That's what I heard. So it'll be interesting to see how many people were able to manage to get an invite to Worlds from Dueling Dogs and attend this year. And some cool things happening with that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of them that was introduced about middle part of the year, or I think this was back at the Tin Wolf Inn, was about the top five reaction times.
Yeah, we're tracking the reaction times of the handler, and it's important to clarify, not the handler and the dog, but the handler. So if a handler's competing with multiple dogs over multiple events, annually we're tracking the top, we're taking your top five times and averaging them to find out who our top five ranked reaction time handlers are. And the list is just in, by the way. I'm not sure if you've seen it online yet or not, but we have the list here, and it's telling us who we're going to be inviting in terms of teams that will get what we call reaction time invites. So here's the best way to say it. That person who receives the top-ranked reaction time invitation can actually respond and register to compete in Dueling Dogs, whether they already are in the Worlds or not, with any dog of their choice.
Awesome.
So I think that could potentially make it interesting.
I think it could, too. I think there might be some interesting pairings that happen. You know, there's a few people fairly new to the sport, but they still have some pretty quick dogs. And if they wanted to pair up with one of these top reaction time people, that could make for some very interesting challenges, especially near the top of the field there.
Well, what's really interesting, I had Linda pull the stats for me and send them to me for this interview, and what was very interesting is the top five ranked reaction time handlers already have received invites. First place is Crystal McLaren. Second place, I'm proud to say, Jim, I'm pretty impressed, is you. Second place overall. You worked hard last week to get that time up. Good job.
I did.
Third place is Rachel Crowley, and then Linda Torsen, who did not have the advantage of competing this past weekend because she was working, is in the top four. And then Tom Dropic tied with Linda to be our fifth person. So I'll be watching very closely to see if any of these five top-ranked reaction time handlers enter the competition with a second dog in addition to who they received invites with. There may be some trading going on here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Before anyone goes up and looks up and tallies all of their reaction times that are listed there, which because Doing Dogs tracks all that stuff for you as a member, and you can log in and look at all that. I just want to, you had said top five. It's actually top 10 reaction times that make up the average.
Sorry, my bad. Sorry, I'm still in the Doc Dogs mode. And keep realizing Doc Dogs and Doing Dogs are two separate organizations, two separate sets of data.
Right.
Top 10 times. And you have to be, I believe, in order to receive that, you do have to be a VID handler, correct?
A worldwide member for Doing Dogs, yes, to get your invite, as I understand it as well. Or I believe, Grant, maybe that's something, and I don't know if you know the answer or not, but we can find out the answer if you don't. But would someone who's not a member be getting the information first and giving them a last chance to become a member to receive that invite?
I believe Linda has been doing courtesy calls and emails this year just to make sure people aren't missing out. And we've had four or five people actually who competed who were late to the game, didn't realize about the very important dueler, the VID program.
Right.
And are actually taking advantage of it and becoming members.
Right. And that VID program, part of Dueling Dogs, also is very cool. You know, it was really neat because the last time I registered online, I wanted to do four duels. And my price came up, and I was like, wait a minute, did I not get that last duel or something like that? It took me half a second to figure out, oh, wait, I had enough points for a free duel. Awesome.
No, I've been at a couple of events where I've seen people go, hey, I got an extra duel. And what's really fun is the BBI program, the buyback-in program.
Yes.
This past weekend, I think a lot of you guys took advantage of the BBI program and raised your averages, both in team averages as well as your independent handler reaction time averages. So the BBI program is actually taking really good, strong foothold in the program, and I think it's going to be a valuable asset as we continue to grow.
Absolutely, yes. That surely is. And at Worlds now, just to reiterate to people or someone who didn't catch us the first time, whatever class you qualified in and got your Worlds invite, that is not the class that you are going to be in at Worlds. You are requalifying all over again at Worlds.
100%. The Worlds competition for Dueling Dogs is just like a real event in Dueling Dogs everywhere else, and the format's always staying the same. The variable is that because we are mixed currently, we are mixed with the Doc Dogs Worldwide program for World Championships, and we know that people are in multiple disciplines, we allow you to complete the number of duels that you undertake in one day over the each day. Last year it was four per day for 2 days. We're still looking at the numbers this year to see where we can end up at. But you have a clean slate.
Right.
So with the sliding bubble, I mean, it's anybody's game at anybody time. And again, reiterating the sliding bubble, it's the top 25% of each class that gets broken out. And you explain it way better than I do.
Well, basically, one of the things the sliding bubble does is it eliminates the possibility for, I believe, sandbagging, because there's really no reason to do it because you don't know where that divider line is going to be between the first 25% fastest dogs and the next 25% fastest dogs. So that's moving. That's why it's a sliding bubble like that.
Yeah, and I guess I can say this, Jim. It hasn't been made public, and we were going to save it for the handlers meeting. But you know what? To give people some lead time, the people that are coming to the Dueling Dogs World Championships, we're also going to incorporate a BBI program at Worlds. And to give you the bullet points of it, there'll be much more detail at the handlers meetings, but to give you the bullet points of the BBI at Worlds, let's say for the sake of this conversation that we allocate four duels per day.
Mm-hmm.
When you come down off the dock, you'll be given the regular 2 minutes to attend the registration desk and say, I want to buy back in. We will issue a day-specific colored chip, and you will have the rest of the day to use that chip up. So you can get one BBI per duel round on your dueling card. So potentially, if you have four duels, you can buy back in for another four that day to increase your time, increase your reaction time, and try to get it to one of these finals. And I think that's going to be a huge advantage we're going to see at Worlds this year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. That's exciting as well.
We're going to keep the fees the same. Buyback-ins are $15, so we'll keep them the same for Worlds. And I think that all I can say is the Dueling Dogs is going to be pretty high energy based on what I saw this past weekend.
It is. And, I, you know, as much as I love Doc Dogs and on all the disciplines there, I think Dueling Dogs could be the crown gem of some of the I'm not sure how features or anything are set up yet. I'm sure we'll be getting more information on that as time gets closer, but that's going to be an exciting one. That's for sure.
Well, you know, it's funny. Unfortunately, Doc Dogs is getting so big right now that we actually have to look for a new venue to some extent in terms of the World Championships. And the fact that we have Dueling Dogs added into it, it's even bigger for this year. But I think they feed off each other, and Dueling Dogs, you know, helps bring the energy level up on those long, long days of qualifying rounds. But I'm excited to see the two of them together again under the same venue. It'll be the last time we see that, but I'm pretty excited about it and looking forward to not just Dueling Dogs, but the Doc Dogs competitions and everything that's going on. And heck, Jim, we could talk all day about all the other things that are going on at Worlds.
Oh, absolutely, and there's so much to let people know about, but I'm going to back up a second because we haven't finished some of the Dueling Dogs discussion either. Currently in the rankings also, there is a zero club. Wait, what's the name of it?
Well, we talked about doing it last year, and we never got it off the ground, and I made it a personal project for myself this year, and we have what we call the zero club, playing off, you know, somebody being a zero type of personality, but it's actually the opposite. The zero club is somebody, or I shouldn't say somebody, anybody who has achieved a 0.000 reaction time.
Yeah.
And we will be inducting them into the zero club at the Golden Paw Awards this year and in future years at the banquets for the Dueling Dogs event. So the Zero Club is a pretty unique opportunity to not only be recognized as somebody that's achieved that, but wow, people sure are striving to get that perfect reaction time. And we've got four people as of this past weekend, four total that we're inducting. A couple .001s, but hey, close only counts in horseshoes.
and that is a difficult thing to master, as you and I have had discussions off the air about, simply because of the variables. You know, you could have that timing all down in your head, but you still have the variable of your dog. And, you know, how tired is your dog that day? What kind of, I don't know, grip, you know, is your dog getting on that takeoff on the dock? There's a variable there that, you know, you can't really control. But as a team, you know, you would think you would know your dog and everything like that. And to some extent, so it's that's an interesting club. I've of course try for it all the time, and a very difficult mark to reach. So those that have hit it should be very proud that they did.
Well, what we're going to be doing, and I think people are going to be pretty impressed to see them. We're actually spending a lot of an investment on this, and we're going to recognize these people. Not only will they be in the club forever, they can't take it away from them, but the fact that they're going to have a Letterman jacket style opportunity as an award, and I'm pretty sure that people will be wearing that jacket pretty proud to and from and around events in addition to their own life. And I see it as a conversation initiator, like, what the heck is the Zero Club? And just seeing the energy level that people talk about Dueling Dogs already, I think you'll see that kind of also be a recruitment tool, because a lot of people will think that they can get 0.000, and trust me, I've seen all kinds of people in different practices and all kinds of routines as they get on or come away from the dock, and I don't know that there's any exact formula, but it's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, it is. Should we tell them about our little bet?
Of course, I'm going to enjoy a really good dinner from you,
chocolate
because
fashion?
Somebody in the Zero Club is going to impress us all by getting another 000 at Worlds this year.
That's the bet. I'm sorry, fellow competitors. Call me half empty glass or whatever, but I don't see it happening, and Grant does, and that's our bet.
Well,
so
hold on a second. You're invited to Worlds this year in Dueling Dogs, and you are one of the handlers who gets to bring an extra dog of your choice if you find somebody willing to lend you that dog. How are you not going to be the one getting 000 and buying me dinner?
I know. Wouldn't that just be the case? You would love
that.
You would love that so much. I know you would. I'd never hear the end of that one. That's for sure. Never.
But listen, Jim, I do want to say something about the rest of the program. We've been talking about the Zero Club, you know, inducting them into the Zero Club. All this happens at the Golden Paw Awards, and we've seen a huge upswing in attendance this year for the Golden Paw Awards. So I'm excited. Remember, the discount price, guys, and I got to stress this because a lot of people get frustrated at Worlds. I should have, I could have, can I? Buy now. Get the link from Jim. Go online. Register for the Golden Paw Awards. There's some really cool announcements. You're the first to hear it, and all kinds of memories and accolades being recognized. So Golden Paw Awards is going to be pretty big this year, and I'm looking forward to the halftime when Tina tells us not only how much money they've raised for Bark Foundation, but which club raised the most money since July and is getting the free rig great, rental great, for one of their club events next year. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too, absolutely. We'll ask BK to attach a link with this episode of Radio Doc Dogs for those that need it again, how they can register for the Golden Paw Awards. And it is, and you know, there's we've talked about this before, but there's a little bit of nostalgia here as well with the Doc Dogs Golden Paw Awards being at the Muppet Theater for, it looks like, a last time, at least for now.
Yes, yeah, it's a great environment, cool setting. Blue Buffalo, once again, is presenting the Golden Paw Awards, and they're going to have their pre-gala with the cocktails and complimentary cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and some other fun stuff going on there that we're not going to disclose right now. Seeing everybody dressed up, formal, I'll be renting my tux again. I'm going to go with something funky this year, I think, but I'm excited about it. I really am, and there's some big announcements this year, you know, the Hall of Fame again. The Community Spirit Award is back on the table for a new person there. I mean, it's just nonstop activity, and I'm the Golden Paw Awards to me is the crescendo, as I've always said, the crescendo event of the year for me.
Yeah, and all the favorite awards. There's so many awards to give out. It takes a little while, but it's going to be entertaining this year. You know, so it's not going to be just sit and watch people get awards. There's other stuff going on. Like you said, information, entertainment, and again, as I always say, I don't know how you can go to Worlds, especially if this is your first time to Worlds, and not do the GPAs, because that's just, you know, it's like, I don't know, I got so many other examples, but, you know, you missed
our Academy Awards, it really is.
Right, you've missed the cherry on top of everything if you don't do that. That's how I feel.
Well, and speaking of other awards, don't forget, Jim, we need to mention the People's Choice Awards. I mean, the nomination process is out there now online, and we turned to voting very quickly here, so that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I believe that closes on the 13th, if I remember correctly, which is only a day or two. Well, this will be released on the 12th, so, yeah, you only have, like, a day yet to do that, I believe. Double-check that, though. I will. And we'll ask
make sure that we have the link in there from BK as well. I'm excited about it. I mean, when it starts Wednesday night, Glycoflex's welcome party. Right then and there, we're all into meeting people from all across the continent and in and around the world for people that you see online, but you get to meet them in person, and new friendships are formed, and old ones are rekindled. It's pretty cool. Thursday night, we have the Upbeat K9 taking over the Minute to Win It contest, which has been a very big hit.
Yeah.
Friday night, Golden Paws. Saturday night, we have our feature finals, Under the Lights, a full-on production show. And then we do the Sunday finals with the feature finals program to wrap up the day on Sunday. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. On top of all that, there's the car window decorating contest as well. That's so fun to see these pictures of people pulling out of their driveways or just getting on the highway from who knows where they came from, you know, from far west, far east, up north, and everywhere with the pictures. You know, it's got to say Doc Dogs on it somewhere. And some people were pretty creative last year, pretty colorful windows, you know, showing their pride, their team names in a lot of cases, telling everyone we're going to the Doc Dogs World Championships in Dubuque.
What did I offer up as a prize? You were going to reconfirm that for our listening audience.
You know, and I didn't, and that's my bad. I don't quote me on this. I think he gave away $100 in credits last year.
Are you sure? Oh, let's double it. Let's make it whatever we gave last year, let's double for this year and get some really big, high-energy window decorating going on all these vehicles.
Whoa, there you go, folks. That's why you listen to Radio Doc Dogs. Going to double it.
He's going to kill me, but I want to see. I love seeing the photos for everybody on the way to Worlds, especially on the social media, because it just drives the numbers to the roof, and I love it.
And you know what? Not only do we want, you know, some pictures of your windows themselves to judge by, which that the winner of that will be given out at the Golden Paw Awards as well, so another reason you need to attend, but you know, take pictures of that and your dogs and back, you know, I don't know, the by the largest ball of twine or whatever you're passing or something like that on your way with your journey. Make it a road trip and keep us up to date on your travels. I think that's very fun to see.
Road trip diaries happening all over the continent for people coming to the World Championship. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Very cool.
Do you think we'll have any new world records in Doc Dogs this year? I mean, the energy level is so high in that arena. Do you think we're going to see some world records?
You know, that's a tough call, because there are some dogs that have been jumping pretty big, and they're upcomers. And well, we almost had one last year, didn't we, with Crystal's dog. That was really close. Wait, no, that was an indoor world record. I'm sorry, as far as indoor went.
Yeah. We have Rich had a 30-foot jump this year with his dog at one of the events on the electronic scoring for Big Air. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and there's some fast dueling dogs, too, that are knocking at the door there. You know, Crystal and Bo have been the team to beat, and there's some dogs that are coming up, getting close to that, so this may be where we see that happen.
Well, Rachel Crowley out of Michigan Doc Dogs, I mean, what she's been doing and the dogs they're bringing in, I mean, if she hadn't false started this past weekend, I think she would have had a record. So it's gonna be a great weekend. And, you know, listen, it's literally around the corner. It's a blink of an eye. We leave here in 3 weeks for setup. It's crazy.
It is crazy. That is super crazy. Well, Grant, that's we're out of time already, but that's a lot of good information. I really appreciate it. Anything else that I'm missing or forgetting that we wanted to make sure we get out there?
Yeah, I just want to go on record that when somebody else gets 000 at Worlds this year, one of the existing zero club members, you are buying me a really big seafood dinner of my choice.
That's the bet, and he, that'll be bittersweet if it's me that does that. I almost can't see me doing that on purpose.
I'm out of the loop for the next couple of weeks because we're cranking it out. But listen, I'm looking forward to listening to Radio Doc Dogs while I'm traveling, and I look forward to seeing everybody, and I mean everybody, at Worlds this year to not only celebrate and applaud everybody with the accolades from the 2016 program, but take us into 2017 for even more great things that we're going to be announcing.
Awesome.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Grant.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Grant. This time of year, he does put the time aside to talk with me because he knows that we're talking with all of you, and I think that's fantastic. Despite his hectic busy schedule, not just for him, for his entire staff, the office staff and everything like that. If you got to call into those guys or something like that for anything, please be patient with them. They are swamped this time of year. There's just so much going on in preparation for Worlds, but they do a great job, I think, of also, you know, getting back and keeping you guys with the information that you need as well, whether it's individual or a whole global community type thing. So just be patient with them. And, you know, it's an exciting time of year, but it's also a very busy time of year. Don't forget about the photo and video contest. Don't forget about the Golden Paw Awards. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You got to go to the Golden Paw Awards. Why do I hype it up so much? Because I love it so much. Maybe you're not me. Maybe that's not your thing. But I just love seeing my fellow competitors. People get to go up on stage. I've seen tears. I've seen laughter. I've seen joy beyond the heavens out of these people. And even sometimes there are people that you don't see that out of at a normal event. And it's really cool. And it's really an experience. And it's if you haven't experienced it before, you really have to. And if you already have, then you know what I'm talking about. So make sure you get your tickets for those. They're online. There's going to be a link right with this episode here under the latest from the doc on docdogs.com. And also on the Facebook page. And also, don't forget about those nominations for the Golden Paw Awards. You have till midnight tomorrow night to get those in. So that's it. Just want to bring up the speed on all of those things. And the window contest that Grant mentioned, $200 in credits. $200 in credits. Wow, there's a few people that could be their entire season in Doc Dogs, you know, for the events that they go to, probably not most of us, but that's still a great chunk and a great savings. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the car window contest decor again. I'm glad we brought it back. I think it's fun, and I think it's a great way to show your pride. That's it, everyone. Whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you have a wonderful time. Have fun, be safe traveling, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.